Today, as you probably have noticed, is what we call Good Shepherd Sunday. That Sunday when we remember Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And of course, a shepherd's important. Sheep need the shepherd to lead them, to keep them safe, someone to bring them to grazing places, to find them fresh water. The shepherd also protects the sheep from danger, driving away predators. And over time, a relationship develops between the shepherd and the sheep. And the sheep come to know and recognize the shepherd's voice, and they follow the shepherd, and they will come when the shepherd calls. In Scripture, we find examples of shepherds, of faithful shepherds who, appointed by God, lead God's people. King David was a shepherd before he became king, and as a shepherd, he was understood as the shepherd of the people. There are also shepherds in Scripture who are not so faithful in leading God's people. The prophet Ezekiel has great judgment against the shepherds of his day and calls them unfaithful, and declares God's word, which says those shepherds will be replaced by the Lord God, who will shepherd and care for God's people. And of course, Jesus is called the Good Shepherd, the one who gives his life for the sheep. And we hear this in today's gospel passage. This passage takes place when Jesus is in the temple at the Feast of Dedication, more commonly known by us as Hanukkah. That feast, which commemorates the rededication of the temple in 164 BCE after it is desecrated by the Seleucid king Antiochus IV, who installs a statue of Zeus there. In today's passage, as Jesus is in the temple on this day, the people ask if Jesus is the Messiah. And they don't just ask, but they say, "Tell us plainly." And Jesus replies that he has told them, but they do not believe because they are not his sheep. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." Debbie Thomas on the blog Journey with Jesus writes of this passage, and I quote, "Sheep know their shepherd because they are his. They walk, graze, feed, and sleep in his shadow, beneath his rod and staff, within constant earshot of his voice. They believe because they have surrendered to his care, his authority, his leadership, and his guidance. There is no belonging from the outside. Christianity is not a spectator sport. Belong, Jesus says. Consent to belong. Belief will follow." Unquote. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, calls us by name and gathers us into his flock. And it is through relationship with him that we are able to recognize his voice and to follow where he leads. As the faithful shepherd of God's people, Jesus seeks to lead us to verdant pastures, to places of abundant life, and also to lead us away from the death and the decay of this world. And Jesus promises that the sheep are safe in his hands, that no one will ever snatch them away. Through Jesus, the sheep are given eternal life with God. And the Father and Jesus are one, are united in word and in deed. Jesus says what the Father says. Jesus does what the Father does. And it is through Jesus that we know the Father. In Jesus, the Father is revealed to us. And just as Jesus and the Father are one, so the followers of Jesus are one with him. His followers are called to speak his words, to do his deeds. We see this reality especially throughout the book of Acts, which we read in Eastertide. And that's true in our first lesson this morning. In that lesson, Peter has been transformed from the one who, after the Last Supper, denies Jesus. He's been transformed to the one we heard about last week in the Gospel, the one who three times Jesus asks if Peter loves him. Peter is transformed into the one who speaks the words of Jesus and the one who does the acts of Jesus. Our lesson tells us how Tabitha, also called in Greek Dorcas, has died. She was a widow, and she sewed tunics and clothing and was devoted to good works and acts of charity. Dorcas is also called a disciple, and she is the only woman in the whole of the New Testament for whom that Greek word is used. She is faithful. And so, not surprisingly, when she dies, the other widows come together and mourn her. She is beloved. She's an important leader of the community. She's one who supported and cared for people in need. When Dorcas dies, the followers of Jesus send for Peter, who happens to be nearby. And Peter comes and he enters the room. He kneels down. He prays. And Dorcas is raised from the dead. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus is with Peter. And Peter is in this lesson doing the works of Jesus. He is Jesus' hands in the world. Peter has the power to heal and to raise the dead because of his close communion with the risen Jesus. Peter has become a witness to the resurrection. Through him, through this miracle, Acts tells us many come to believe in Jesus. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Peter and those first followers of Jesus are transformed into people who do the work of Jesus in the world. The Spirit of God dwells in them and through them brings hope to others, brings new life to the world. The God who raised Jesus from the dead is active in the world and brings hope from despair and new life from death. After the resurrection of Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, those first followers of Jesus are themselves transformed. And then in turn, through their witness, the face of the earth is changed. And this is all possible because they know the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. They can recognize his voice, they can hear his call, and they can follow where he leads them. As the sheep of the Good Shepherd, they are called to do his work in the world, to be his very presence in the world. And as the Good Shepherd, Jesus is the one who lays down his life for the sheep. With his wounded hands, he gathers the sheep into a flock and keeps them safe for eternity. And the promise is that through the waters of baptism, we share in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. In baptism, we die to sin, we die to death with Jesus, that we might share in the promise that he will raise us to eternal life, that Jesus will, at the last, bring us to the banquet of heaven, to eternity with God. Now, this promise does not mean that all is perfect in this world, that we won't experience challenges in this life, that we will never suffer, that we won't know grief. We will. And of course, all will die. But the Good Shepherd is always faithful, is ever with the flock. Jesus leads the sheep, comforts the sheep, keeps them safe for eternity. We hear this echoed in our psalm this morning, Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We will all one day go through the valley of the shadow of death, but the Good Shepherd promises to be with us, to lead us through that valley, to support us with his staff, to comfort us, and to lead us to eternity. Just as Jesus does for us, so we are called to do for others. Hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd and following him leads us to be a people who practice healing, who are a comforting presence to others. Like Peter, through the power of the risen Jesus, we're called to comfort those who mourn, to bring the promise of God's comfort and strength to those who sorrow. Like the faithful disciple Dorcas, we are called to care for those in need, to share freely from what we have been given. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, calls us, and we recognize his voice by abiding in him. That beautiful image in John's Gospel. Abiding, becoming one with him, just as he and the Father are one. And it's through relationship with Jesus that we are able to respond to his invitation to follow. Abiding in Jesus is possible through a life of daily prayer, of encountering God in Scripture and the sacraments, of faithfully gathering to worship with God's community, and practicing loving service to others. This way of love to which Jesus calls us leads to life eternal, to fullness of life with God and all the saints. In today's epistle from the Revelation to John, there has an image which I just find so beautiful, that image of eternity with God, of the great multitude from all peoples and languages and tribes and nations who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They stand before the throne and the Lamb, and they worship day and night. And in that eternal place, they do not hunger or thirst, and the shepherd leads them to the springs of the water of life. And then that tender image that God wipes away every tear from their eyes. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, calls us each by name. He beckons us to hear his voice and to follow him. With his wounded hands that bear the marks of his passion, he gathers God's people into a flock, and he protects and keeps them safe for eternity. May we hear his voice. May we know him when he calls us. And may we follow where he leads. Walking the path that he walked, may we lovingly serve others in his name. And may Jesus, the Good Shepherd, lead us to the banquet that he prepares for us, to life eternal, worshiping at the throne of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.